This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
A very hurried and frantic letter has been sent to the Knights of Carcery, begging for assistance in a place called Fairburn Point. This letter insists that there is a corruption affecting the highest members of society, an inky black evil worshipped at the fringes of where people dare to look. The Seventh One puts itself up and backs away, scared.
We can see it. Wow. We can see what it is now.
I punch it in the head.
Okay, let's go to initiative. It's its turn first.
Oh, fuck.
It attacks, and it can attack all three of you, so it does so. Yearning, you first. Tell me a date from your character's past. Just a year.
Like a year?
Yep, just give me a year.
I don't know how the years work in D&D, Adam.
Just, you don't have to give me, like, a number. Give me, like, year I did this.
Okay, my first year at the monastery.
Gone. Pom. Now your memory goes right up until then, and then it jumps to your...
I've been at the monastery for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that's... It's not that your memory is gone.
Just that's gone.
That's gone.
Yeah. Yep.
Pom, give me a year from your life.
The year I got pumpernickel.
Gone. Pumpernickel. You had just been having pumpernickel a year?
Yeah.
It's... Once again, this isn't your memory.
Yeah.
That year... is gone.
Shit. We bonded so much in that
Drifter.
Year.
The year I lost my cat virginity at the Velvet Vale.
Oh, shit, dude.
Connie, can you please never say cat virginity ever again?
Fuck.
All right, it's gone.
Oh, no. You're still a virgin.
You're still a virgin, mate.
All three of you are aware that the other one's year is also gone from you as well.
Okay.
That year is gone.
Yeah, it's not the
never
memory
existed.
Of it.
It's not the memory. That year never happened.
Are we a year younger?
Yeah.
Hey. I'm going to live a lot longer.
Until... How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Yeah,
that many hit points. All right. It is your turn, Pom.
All right. So Tom swung, and then we all lost a year.
Yes. No. Oh, Tom attacked it.
Yeah.
But it was, because it's not surprised.
Yeah.
Rather than getting like a free round, because it was kind of expecting an attack.
Yeah.
You went to initiative, and as Tom's swinging, it's done this.
Okay.
It's like in defense. It's lashing out.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't think I'm going to attack it again. I'm going to say that much because, you know. No,
we're in initiative.
A fight is happening.
It's already fighting us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just back off. If you surrendered or if you refused to fight, it might not attack you. You don't know. It's certainly never shown hostility before.
Okay.
That we know of.
That you know of.
Did it take a year off everybody else?
I don't think you understand. That year is gone for reality.
Yeah. Oh, so it, okay.
It's imagine.
Okay, so if I'd have said 1974, for example, 1974 no longer exists.
Yeah. It would have gone from 1973 to 1975.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right.
I really feel like
does everyone feel that loss?
Yeah, everyone feels that loss.
Yeah, especially that cat I was with.
Okay.
All right, you can say those words independently, but you can't say them together. I'm begging. Yeah.
So you've got the, what was the healing potion?
Grugrog's best.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. All right. I reach down into
my nethers,
Tommy's nethers, and grab one of Grugrog's best. So it's when oxygen hits it, right?
Yeah. The second oxygen, it's like napalm.
All right. I throw it towards it, and then as like I kind of throw it, Warhammer, smash it with the Warhammer while it's moving away from me.
Okay, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Fuck yeah. That's good shit.
Oh my god, you got a fucking natural 20. You deal 24 points of damage.
Yes.
As the, like you said, you throw it up in the air and you slam your hammer into it. A massive gout of flame bathes the entity.
Yep.
As the entity is bathed in those flames, it screeches from all of its mouths. Oof. And then shoop, and combat over.
Is it dead?
It's gone.
It's careless. Yes.
You don't know. Yeah. You don't know if
you want to lose some more body parts?
It's just kind of like.
I look at the piece of paper with all the signatures on it.
The seventh signature is still there.
What does it say?
It says its name.
How do you spell that?
What language is it written in? Common.
It's not written in any language you know.
What language is it written in?
You don't know.
I know deep speech, draconic, and infernal.
I don't think it's. I'm letting you know. You can't know this language. The language has audible and audible and.
Did you think Adam was going to go? Oh, draconic. Oh, okay.
What about
common language?
Its name is written. Its name includes audible and olfactory elements.
Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
You wouldn't think someone could with ink make that, but
it did.
It did.
Yeah, maybe.
Is it a good smell?
It would be, no.
Do you wear it as a cologne?
Smell of sulfur.
Yeah, no, okay. Sulfur. Yeah, okay. It's from hell.
Yeah.
fuck.
Hey, we won.
Game over?
Yeah, we did it.
Hey, we did it. We go back to the boat and we go home.
Yeah. I can't believe we're still not at the warehouse.
Where's the boat, Adam?
It's out at sea. It's doing intercepting that other boat.
That's the other mission.
We got to get to this effing warehouse.
Yeah,
all right. Seven of you head towards. I'm kidding.
I would beat the shit out of you.
The six of you head towards the warehouses.
Yeah.
Tania begins conducting a ritual to hone in on the magical essence. Gertrude assists her with the magical ritual. While that's happening, Redora pulls the three of you aside.
Yes.
Do you have much experience with fighting entities as the ones you have fought here so far?
Well, the thing is, we do, we think, but we can't remember.
It is kind of hard to say. We think we have definitely killed one. We have definitely injured whatever that one was, and maybe we have faced them earlier.
Because you certainly seem inexperienced.
Did you not just see me with my Warhammer just now? Because I actually thought that was rather grand.
What do you know about the enemy that we face?
Little, regretfully. There are cults within the city. Old, ancient rites spoken in dark places.
Like the coal mines underneath the city?
Yes. Something lurks beneath this city. I have not seen it for myself, but I am aware of it.
Which members of your council do you suspect are in this cult?
Gertrude is innocent, or at least unknowing.
I knew it.
You jumped a fucking head off.
Yep. I'm glad you didn't lose a body part.
We sort of look at drifting like, okay,
interesting.
Okay.
Colonel Revolutions, I am aware, had his predecessor killed for his current job. I think because his predecessor was somewhat effective at routing out the cult. Much of his predecessor's notes have been burned as Revolutions took his office, but I know his house has notes still. The only problem is Revolution's men guard it day and night. I assume, looking after, she does big air quotes, the previous colonel's wife.
This is a diabolical scheme.
She and I have devised a plan. She knows where his notes are, but not how to decipher them. I know how to decipher them, but revolutions will know if I access the building, and his soldiers will certainly prevent me from doing so. If the three of you could be muscle, perhaps.
Why do you sneak in and go through the notes?
The guards are not easy to sneak past. There are no hidden ways in or out of the building.
So it has to be an assault?
Pretty much.
Who else do you suspect?
Sir Laika Silvery Moon is possibly, I don't know, it feels odd. He should know better than to treat this so casually, perhaps. I don't know, maybe that's just me putting too much stock by legend. Maybe I'm thinking he's more the legend than the man. Perhaps the man has simply been fooled.
Mm. And both these guys are on the boat.
Yeah, they're the only two that went.
Yeah. I think it's...
I think our captain's dead.
Majula, I do not think a cultist, but she has significant gambling debt. I think her easy to influence.
She did knock on our door. Why was she there?
Tania is annoying, but
not a cultist.
Not a cultist.
All right, that's good. For Magula, was she meant to be at the?
She's meeting.
She's meant to be meeting you here. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She hasn't arrived yet, though.
Yeah. No. I don't trust her at all.
No.
Because she could be bought. What about your predecessor?
My predecessor was assassinated with the Lord. It was. The Lord had been in declining health.
When she says declining health, she doesn't mean naturally.
No, yeah. Right.
Poisoned or...
Someone was poisoning him, yes.
Yeah.
He had been in declining health for some time. At first, I suspected his wife, but she has disappeared. So I do not know what to make of that. The same assassin that killed the Lord killed my predecessor. I think, though, I have reason to believe that it was a lord from Sunson, a nearby town. Sunson is supposedly part of our area of influence. Their lords subservient to ours. But I do not know if this was some political dispute or part of a grander plot. Either way, the lordship of Sunson has been destroyed. A magical... You actually would have heard about this.
Okay.
This would have been maybe a couple months ago at this point.
Right.
A large magical explosion destroyed the center of Sunson. Thousands were killed.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
Interesting.
We are still picking apart the pieces of this explosion, but we believe adventurers were the cause. Perhaps for hire, perhaps trying to do a good deed, perhaps a million things.
And why should we listen to you?
Why should I listen to you?
How do I know you're not in a cult?
I could say the same of you.
I'm a knight of carcery.
She laughs. She just laughs and then turns her horse and walks away and trots away with it.
Okay, so I think our captain is dead.
Yeah. Do we think we can trust her?
I believe her about a bunch of things, and the things that I'm sus on line up with what she's sus on.
Yeah.
I don't trust her at all.
Okay.
But I do think...
Do you believe her about Silvermoon?
No, I think there's something going on there too.
Mm. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I think it's my destiny to fight and kill him. So I just want to foreshadow that for the group.
Yeah, no worries.
I want first crack at that.
Okay.
Tania calls out. I have the trail, as it were. We can head on now.
Good. All right, let's continue. So before we go, I think we should all acknowledge that we are probably on our own.
Aye.
There is a chance we do not walk away from this, my friends.
Do we think this trail we're about to go on?
It's just the four of you. Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go on.
I thought he was going to do the knock again.
Oh, no, you got out.
Yeah. Do we think that this trail is actually related to everything we've been seeing?
I think so, yes. Right. Yes.
Because, like, all we know about is what Tani has told us, which is kind of not much, truth be told.
No, but I think she's legit.
Yeah. All right. Let's head off then.
I think we should head this way. But yeah, it's more just I'm just being like, we're going to probably die. Yeah.
Acknowledged. Yep. Look, I've already lost a year of my life.
Hey.
Oh, everyone's life.
Technically, you've all lost 3 years.
Fucking hell, dude.
Do you remember why you became a knight?
No, it was in that year I joined up.
No, you remember, it's just gone.
It's gone. The year doesn't exist.
Then it's time to find out.
Let's do it.
Lead the way.
Leading the way, obviously, Tania Gideon is in front of your formation. She has her fingers, her arms splayed out in front of her. It's a very weird, splayed out gives the impression that they're like this intricate complex. It makes it sound almost inhuman. No, her fingers are splayed out in an arcane gesture, mm-hmm. and you can see there's a little mote of light in the center of it. She's using her fingers, the gesture she's making it, she's using it as like an aperture to view the world through.
Okay. It would be similar to, say, like the scope on a scoped assault rifle in the video game Fortnite.
It's almost exactly the same. Yeah,
I understand now. I've got something.
You've got a really good Tom-centric reference point.
Sure.
She's dropped into Tomato Town. she's picked up a green weapon.
Yeah.
And she's heading into, because the circle's closing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Storm's closing in.
Storm's closing in. And it closes in on us all.
Yeah. It truly does.
Put that on my headstone. Yeah. Well, I won't die, but, you know, if I die, I won't.
By my hand.
Yeah. I mean,
cut that out of the recording.
Nah, leave it in. It's my last will and testament.
Predictions of Tom's death aside, you follow after Tania Gideon. What's the sort of vibe like vis-a-vis marching order? Obviously, you can be as wide as you want. You're in city streets, but would you like to be kind of up the back? Would you like to be in the middle? Would you like to be up front? Where would you like the rest of the NPCs to be as well?
I think one of us needs to be at the back, one of us needs to be in the middle, and one of us needs to be on point. I don't think we can wait in one spot.
Yeah, I'll take the back.
I might move up with Tania so you can be with Gertrude.
Because if I'm at the back, I can keep eyes on all the people that are trying to hurt me.
Which is also Redora. I assume Redora's at the back because there's no way you two shifty people are.
I was just about to say, Redora hangs back a little bit as well and she's in line with you drifting.
But I take a step back. I'd like to be behind her.
Oh, okay.
Are you two like competing?
Just quietly though. There's no talk. It's one step back and then she's getting slower. And eventually Tania's just like, would you guys hurry up.
We're like a kilometer behind.
Redora allows you drifting to pull back behind her, but you notice anytime there's like a, not that there would be many shop windows in the warehouse district, but anytime Redora is given the opportunity to view you through a reflective surface, you see that she takes the opportunity to check where you are through a reflective surface.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you're in the middle, right, Pom?
Yep.
Yes, okay. In the middle with Sir Gertrude Stonehand.
Yes.
Gertrude's just chatting you up. She's treating this like it's a social event. She seems very unconcerned.
You saw her die so many times earlier this evening.
Yeah. I would assume I'm pretty like flabbergasted, both because she's not dead and she's interested.
You, if you'll recall, have a duplicate of the amulet she wears around her neck.
Yes.
You showed that to her to explain that you were in a time loop not an hour ago. Or was it an infinite amount of time ago? Who's to say?
So many days passed.
She's really taken this in stride. She seems very, very chill about the entire thing.
Maybe this is a decision I have to make, but is my enamoredness with her dipping because of this? Like, is there any suspicion here?
That would be up to you, yeah. I just made an insight check for you. You certainly don't know or you don't pick up on anything that might give you pause.
All right.
She just seems chill.
Yeah. I'll happily say I am not doing my duties. I'm pretty distracted by this chat. I'm loving it.
Cool.
I'm complimenting her. You've got a lovely neck in the moonlight. It's looking absolutely gorgeous, that sort of stuff.
Kiss her.
Oh, mate, everyone around? You're falling to bits back there.
Come on. I won't say no.
And then up the front, she continues to engage you pleasantly in conversation. Actually, maybe she ignores your question entirely.
Okay.
Changes tact, and she asks you, so, question out of the blue, I suppose, but where would you say if you're, do you have any like plans for retirement or anything like that?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question.
Where would you like to settle down one day?
I always want to go back home, you see. That was sort of my dream. Right. I quite liked it there, but I did have to leave. I suppose I always saw myself getting back there one day.
She nods. She turns to you. No, she doesn't. It's kind of more a side glance sort of thing. And she says, I've always thought the same, to be honest. Back somewhere coastal.
Okay.
Somewhere maybe with sheep. And a whole swaddle of children.
Whoa, this is horny territory. Get started on them kids.
Do I kiss her? No, I don't think I kiss her. I don't think the setting is quite right.
All right, coward.
Bob. He's a romantic, my friend. Yeah. He wants to, he blushes very deeply. He's, well, that sounds quite lovely. I suppose I've always fancied a few youngins myself.
How many would you say?
Oh, not many. Only about a dozen or so, I would say.
Keeping it conservative.
Yeah. Oh, man. Is that dwarven lore that, like, a dozen isn't a lot of kids? Are they just the Catholics of the D&D universe?
I would say, it would be more a thing depending on what sort of sect of dwarven life you live in. For some dwarves, yes, 12 would be considered conservative. For some groups of dwarves, 20 is a healthy number of children to have had.
Okay, man, they'd be fucking.
But depending on, what social strata and then what sort of life you've lived, some dwarves might be like, one is a normal amount of children. Some might even not want to have kids. That's entirely normal as well.
Good for them, hey?
Yeah.
Different strokes, different beards.
Anyway, up the front with Tania Gideon.
Yes.
Tania seems pretty focused on what she's doing, so she's not chatting much. Every now and then you hear her make like a tutting noise, and then she changes direction pretty suddenly.
Is it moving around?
I'm trying, but it's difficult to... There's... how much do you know about magic?
Oh, I know.
Does it... Is this something that I can just make up how much I know about magic?
Well, we're magic police.
You can decide. Yearning loves, hey, I trained at Muscle Beach. I'm good at two things. Working my muscles here in my arms and working the biggest muscle of all.
There
the
it
head.
Is. There it is.
I've read a lot of books. I am pretty familiar with their magical appearances.
She turns to you and she explains a magical concept. She's trying to find a load node that is connected to the main node that moves through the weave itself to pulsate energy between two points.
She's searching
the... You need to make an arcana check.
Okay, she's doing a...
If you've decided that you're knowledgeable about magic, I'll give you advantage on this arcana check.
I actually do have a P in arcana. What does that mean, Adam?
It means you're proficient. It means you are good.
Hey, there we go. Buddy.
Muscle Beach.
Muscle Beach, baby.
She explains a very high-level concept. This is like PhD-level sort of
shit.
And maybe you don't know the entirety of what she's describing, but you know enough to follow along and make an intelligent comment.
Yearning's got layers, man. Yes,
Yearning's full of layers. Yes, I have read all of Rattingdor's pamphlets of Lord Nodes and their like.
Tania looks at you, and for the first time, actually...
That's dangerous.
No role required. No role required for this. For the first time ever, she looks at you with something, with an entirely different expression.
Oh.
She looks at you.
She has a new face.
The expression she's giving you is not, for the first time, you've realized for the first time that this has been her expression the entire time. She's looking at you with not contempt. Up until now, you thought that was just her face.
Well, your face does not just do that, okay?
I wouldn't say it's an entirely positive expression, but it's not.
This guy's not an idiot that I want to kill.
She doesn't say anything. She just gives you that expression and then turns back to her work.
Is there anything that I can do of assistance?
Well, I suppose, yes, actually. If you know much about Lord Nodes, I would It would help, I suppose, if you were able to vibrate their energies so that I can find where they're heading.
Does that just mean I just need to do some kind of magic?
Pretty much, yeah.
Adam.
Yes.
Sorry, I have one magical ability.
Yes.
I do a very, while walking, and this is a very good skill, the deepest bow you've ever seen. I am at your service, Mrs. Gideon. And I take off my shawl and my hat. And they, I don't know, tuck them into a belt bag or whatever. So now I, and then I take off my shirt. Now I'm shirtless.
Okay.
Damn. I'm not buff.
No.
I'm a fat little lizard. Look at me, like, this is, you know, the joke would be this is what peak performance looks like, but this is what peak performance looks like. I then start flexing while walking like an old-timey strong man. And appear every time I flex, the like ghostly apparition of an enormous big muscle arm that you would see if you visited the monks of the monastery at Muscle Beach. They're all bodybuilders.
Okay.
I'm going to make an anime reference, which none of people here in the room might understand, but there may be people who are listening who will understand. Full Metal Alchemist.
I know of it.
And there's a guy in it called Armstrong. Who's like a big buff guy. That's what all of the monks...
Is he the one with the little twirl on his head?
Yeah, his alchemy is like buff. So all of the monks at Muscle Beach look like him.
Right.
And so the arms that are coming out look like big fake cartoony arms. They disappear when I stop flexing, and then when I flex again, they pop back.
Circus strongman.
Circus strongman, basically. So it's like a hologram of it's the astral projection of my arms, which is an ability that I possess through my monk training, because you train the brain and you train the arms. Anyway, I'm flexing while walking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This isn't a display of like... check me out. This is genuinely how I do powers.
Sure, absolutely.
If anyone was like, oh, you're showing off. No, this is very serious. I have a very, I'm doing work, I'm doing flexes. I have the most serious expression on my face. This is serious.
If someone is checking you out, are you like, no, not now?
That's not what this is for. Right. No. Okay. If we're walking along and there's like, you know, someone like working on the side, a woman or a man of the night, and they lock eyes with me and they're like, oh, yes, and I'm not tonight.
From like a kilometer back, I'm looking up going, what the fuck?
I am busy.
An important part of manipulating the weave of magic is self-expression and self-perception. Everyone sees and everyone interprets the weave a little bit differently. And so your abilities are based around ki, the energy within, the spiritual energy that you have inside yourself. And so somehow within yourself...
Self-belief, I have the power of self-belief.
You project outwards into the weave and see the weave before you, or you manipulate it. Maybe you feel it. It's up to you, I suppose.
You know how lizards can taste the air?
Yeah.
That's how I detect magic, just a little...
You take the temperature of the weave. Absolutely. Yeah. You feel it vibrate outwards around you, and you don't have enough expertise to see very far. Obviously, Tania can only just barely see far through that aperture, but you can tell that it's enough when Tania is immediately like, aha! And then she starts leading you in a new direction again.
I'm still flexing just to keep it going.
Okay.
Now I'm just doing it for show.
Up the back, drifting, you hear, shh, he's talking.
What? Who said it?
It's a voice. You turn around. At first you think it sounds like it came from in front of you, but you're looking directly in front of you. Mm. So you instinctively maybe turn to look behind you. There's no one other than Redora who definitely did not say that.
Yeah. Do I think that she did say it though?
She could have.
Since my ears are fucked. I'm like, what did you say?
Redora stops, turns, and looks at you and says, I said nothing.
So I've looked around and I can't see anything. Mm-hmm. I'm going to slowly keep walking, but my hand goes to my sword.
Talk to us. Speak.
Oh, I hate this. Can anybody else hear it?
Do you ask?
Anybody hear a voice?
Oh, I only heard the lovely Gertrude's voice is the only one I heard.
I am very busy and focused. I am sorry, Drifting. I cannot assist you at this time.
I pull my sword out.
What voice?
I want to quit.
Is it the entity?
I pull my sword out and I turn, but I assume I can't see anything.
No.
And still no one's heard anything. It's just me.
It's just you.
This is fucked.
Can I jump in and be like, what is it, brother? What you hear there?
I hear a voice, but she can't hear. You can't hear?
No, I can't hear nothing. I think we like, yeah, we take we this stop. Seriously, right?
I stop flexing and I guess Tania, I'm like, just wait.
Something amiss is around us.
Yeah, and I tell Tania what I've heard.
Tania looks at you with a very concerned expression.
Yeah, okay.
Well, would you mind if I inspected?
Sure.
She mumbles some arcane words and brushes her eye. Do you let her touch you? Because she's going to touch you.
Does she have to?
So you ask her if she has to? How do you say that? How do you phrase it exactly?
Get your dirty paws.
This is why I asked.
Away from my precious skin.
Tania will not, if you say it like that, Tania's not going to fucking touch you.
Yeah.
Can't you can
she do
tell
her magic without touching me?
She can.
Beautiful.
But it looks like maybe it's not going to be as effective now.
Fuck. Proceed.
She attempts to.
I just wince the whole time.
Your fur's literally on your hands.
Yeah.
She attempts to detect any magical auras around you and then any, perhaps, she. Through her magic, you know enough to tell that she's searching for divination magic, far-viewing magic, anything that might be able to communicate or to detect you remotely. Sorry, but I can't. I can see that there's something connecting you to parts unknown, and it seems unusual, but there are many magics in this world, and I don't know all of them.
Adam, very quickly, as part of our protocols and procedures, Yearning would like to do a head check of the group.
You count yourself.
Yes. Tania.
You count Tania.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. You count.
Pom.
You count Pom.
Redora.
Redora.
Drifting.
Drifting.
Just six?
The extra.
So there are seven of us again.
There's seven of you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because there's always been seven of us, hasn't there, Adam? Do I find it strange when I count seven?
This time, for the first time, it feels weird. There's an extra. You only see the extra when your eyesight includes Drifting.
Oh. What does it look like?
It looks like if you're staring at it, if you spend enough time staring at it, you can see that there's a bunch of figures standing around Drifting.
How many?
Hard to say. Their forms kind of blur together.
Fuck.
Yearning.
Drifting.
How many fingers do I hold up?
You hear. How many fingers do you put up?
How many am I holding up?
All right, four. You hear four.
Okay.
Is that you, Drifting Snowflake?
Oh, no, there's your day.
No, just kill me.
Drifting, can you see us?
Can I see them?
You feel blind. You feel a little dazzled for a sec, like someone just shone a blindingly bright light in your eyes.
Yeah, okay.
I love that. For your character right now, you need to be somewhat diplomatic. You need to be able to talk to them, which is like the last thing your guy could do.
So I just see bright lights.
No, your body reacts as if you have, but you didn't see a bright light.
My body reacts as if I have seen.
Yeah, it's very strange.
I've got the sensation of a bright light. My eyes hurt from a bright light, but there is no bright light.
There is no bright light.
What do I see?
You stagger backwards and look around you, and you at first you think there's just a haze in front of you, but then you realize there are figures standing all around you, and you maybe in shock try to move a little bit, and you realize your body won't move. You're locked in place, frozen.
Have I clocked that he now can't move and they've surrounded him if I'm looking at him?
Yes. When you try to move as well, not being able to move is incorrect. You can move a little bit, but you feel like you're restricted. Something's holding you. And when you move a little bit, you can hear the chink of chains.
So I can't swing a sword, for instance.
No, you can't. You don't have enough. You can only just barely move yourself. One of the figures, you can see they're resolved enough now that hands come up in front of you and try to push you back down. You realize now your sensation, you're standing up, but you feel a sensation of lying down on your back.
I lock eyes with you. Do you trust me?
Do I have to? No, I think at this point
he's fighting. Put him back to sleep.
Yes.
I flex my arm and two big arms come out of one side.
Uh-huh.
And I swing at one of the figures with the astral arm.
As soon as you connect, no roll required. As soon as you connect, you split through the figures and they fade away into nothing. The sensation goes away and you're just standing there again. Nothing, as if nothing had happened.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is all of me standing there?
All of you that was there before this happened.
Good question.
You've not gained any body parts.
Okay. Are you okay, Drifting?
I don't know. What happened?
We need to be very careful here, okay? You are a hunter, yes?
I can hunt.
Yes, and the key of being hunting is that you cannot do it in your own backyard, no. You must go to where they live. And we must be very, very vigilant here because, Drifting, we are in their territory now.
You fucking idiot. That's
just a little treat for Sean. And anyone who has seen the 2022 film, Beast.
Okay. 5 stars.
Is that 5 stars the movie or 5 stars Tom's setup?
And it's a great film.
Okay.
I want to say back to the group. There are figures. You cannot see them if you are not looking directly at them, and they are trying to capture our friend here and hurt him. Are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah.
I'm not okay. Look at me.
I mean, there's
I'm falling apart.
No more of you is missing, huh?
I think we should swap places or something. I don't want to be at the back anymore.
I will trade with you.
Okay. I don't want to be at the front.
Who can do magic?
Nah.
All right. You two need to swap then.
All right. I'll take your place back there.
Is he going to let me do that though after I killed his girl?
But she's back again.
Are we good again?
Yeah, we're good again.
Yeah.
That wasn't a real girl. That was time loop girl.
It may have been the only real
one. Mate, she's talking about having a dozen kids. We're fine. Don't worry about it.
It's true. Godfather, Drifting Snowflake.
The man who previously beheaded her.
She doesn't remember.
I'm like, all right, mate. Here, okay. You come down in the middle here I'll head to the back.
All right. It's not a situation where we can all huddle together.
I mean, we could.
You want to be at the center? Do we want to?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
I'd like a wall of.
We might surround.
Of comrades with Drifting. Me in the middle.
Yeah.
I use the opportunity to take Gertrude's hand.
Magic is happening.
Right. She holds your hand.
I'm under attack. Yes. I need the wall.
I keep flexing because I can still do it close enough to Tania, but I've moved to the back of the circle with. I assume Redora's at the back.
Yeah, she's still at the back.
Imagine it like you're in the middle and we're like a 5 points of a star.
I love it.
Right?
Yeah.
And you two are holding hands.
Yes.
As you walk away, Drifting, you feel like you could just very distantly, from where you were when all of this happened, you feel like from there, you hear the sound of splintering wood and screaming. And then you continue onwards into the warehouse district.
I'm imagining that. Let's move on.
I love that you're just like, well, I just got to accept the terrible.
Yeah.
From out of the darkness looms a giant warehouse building. This one's much larger than any of the ones around it. And you can see, rather than a lot of these warehouses will have either just someone's name printed on them or a company of some sort of industry or farming community or something like that, fishing community rather than farming. But this one, this large one, instead just has, you recognize, the seal of Fairburn Point. It is presumably owned and run by the state.
Okay, interesting.
Tania appears to be leading you towards this warehouse.
Yeah, and so she's just following her. Yeah.
When you get within, I'm going to say when you get within maybe 200 feet, Tania stops the spell that she's casting, turns to the rest of you and says, I don't think I need it any longer. The energies are coming from this warehouse.
Okay. How many doors?
There is. On the front of the building, there are a large set of double, like, Bombay doors that would be rolled aside. Large enough that, obviously, you don't know what an aircraft is, but large enough that, like, a Boeing could come in and out of the warehouse. Mm-hmm. You can see on the front also there is a smaller set of similar Bombay. These ones would swing open. These ones would be big enough for a heavily laden wagon to come in and out. And on one side, you haven't done a loop of this place yet, but on one side you can see that there is a smaller office building attached to the main building. That one has glass windows and a single door. Would you like to do a circle?
I would like to get onto the roof.
Of this building?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to go do that now?
That is my plan. My plan is that I think two of the... I'm fairly stealthy. I don't know who else is super stealthy. I assume Redora would be. She's the spy master.
She should be, yeah.
Do that while the others try to suss out another way in. So we're coming in sort of two waves. I like
this. Yeah, yeah.
You can see that there's no windows. Oh, no, there would be windows, but just really high up windows around the warehouse section. Not the office section has, you know, like head level windows, but the office section is lights out, nothing happening. But the warehouse section, you can see that there is light spilling out from those high up windows. Mm-hmm. You can tell something's inside, or someone, I should say, is inside.
Okay. Right. Drifting's very stealthy as well, by the way.
Oh, and I mentioned that, so that you can also see light spilling out from the top, the roof. Yep. So you assume there's some sort of skylight as well.
Okay. What time of day was this again?
It's nighttime. You don't know the exact hour, but it'd be maybe close to midnight at this point.
Okay.
And so if we enter through those, the really big doors that the Boeing could fit through,
don't even know if you could get them open. It looks like a team needs to open those.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Are we not a team?
We are a team.
Suppose you are, yeah.
Well, we've lost two of our team on the roof, potentially.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking my plan is, yeah, maybe as part of like a scout first, we send two people up onto the roof to suss that. Everyone else sort of does a circuit, meet back here, come with a plan of attack.
What are the doors made out of?
The big Bombay doors would be made out of, actually, they'd all be made out of wood.
Okay.
It'd be too expensive to make them of anything else.
All right. Okay, damn. I was hoping stone.
The walls would be made out of stone.
Okay.
If that helps.
Does my stone cunning help at all in that situation?
It gives you an advantage on your checks to know about stonework. So if you wanted to, you would get advantage on any check to know if you wanted to like know how to bring this down or anything about stonework, you get a bonus to know about it. So if you have any questions you want answers to.
Are there any, if I use my stone cutting, are there any like, so the walls are made of stone?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any like fracture points, weak points, that sort of thing?
I'll allow that with the bonus, but you're going to need to make a loop of the building and you're going to need to get close to the building as well.
All right. I'm game.
Okay, cool. Is anyone else going with him or is he doing this alone?
Well, I'm going to go up on the roof.
The NPCs, you just ask them to come with you and they'll come with you.
Well, I mean, I would like to keep holding Gertrude's hand.
Well, Gertrude goes with you then, yeah.
Do
you want a stealth?
Are you stealth?
I'm stealth.
You also probably don't want to be left alone at this point.
Yeah, I think I need some sort of protection.
You also have a climb speed as a tabashi, so you're very good at climbing.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Does Yearning have a disguise kit?
Oh, you might have a disguise to like an old hermit.
Should we wear disguises?
Well, the only disguise...
Because I have a disguise kit, and I'm just like, when in Rome?
Well, my disguise, you've seen it already. I look like a hermit.
Yeah.
I pull the cloak up and use my quarterstaff that's a bit gnarled instead of as a club, as an old man stick. Or woman, yeah. It's impossible to say.
What's your disguise?
I think my disguise is Sir Like a Silvery Moon.
Just a full outfit.
Yeah, I've got like the full Mission Impossible mask and everything.
All right, so you can make yourself look like a silver. Yeah.
Sorry, I've now just hit a point where I'm really excited for the final confrontation where Colonel the Matrix Revolutions is talking to Silvery, talking to someone and being like, "You don't understand, Dripping Snowflake. He's a living manifestation of destiny, and he has made you his mission." And Silvery Moon just takes the mask off.
Should be more concerned about the moment I like catch my reflection in the mirror and try and fight myself.
It's too good. It's too effective.
Yeah.
We're going on the roof.
Redora and Tania, where would you like them to be?
I think Redora's going with you guys. Is she disguising as well as a spy master?
She can disguise. Yeah. She's got a disguise kit.
Cool. Great.
She probably doesn't do anything as flashy as changing from a tabashi to an elf.
Yeah, okay.
But she does, using a disguise kit, she changes the color of her scales and gives herself some extra horns
to make herself
look different.
I like to think I made everybody wait for hours while I did the makeup.
I think it does take an hour.
Especially because you've got like...
So if you're willing to wait an hour...
Does it really?
Yeah, I think it does. Cool. I'll double check.
I'll do that for an hour so we can climb a roof.
The NPCs are following your lead on this. Your species could
do in half a second.
Yeah, does it limit my abilities to climb?
I don't think it does.
It's just a disguise. You're not actually changing. See, my disguise...
I'm the human target. I become that person.
Yeah. My disguise is very basic.
Yeah.
I just look like an old man.
A fake mustache. You're like Clark Kent Superman.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Are you hoping to disguise yourself from these voices that keep finding you?
Yeah, that's the big plan. Yeah, I thought if I'm someone else, that might trick
them.
They might
leave you alone, yeah.
I've got a feeling they're going to be able to see through a disguise. I don't know what it is. Mm. Just their weird omniscient ability to be everywhere.
To you in ways that far go beyond the disguise.
They're huddled around me watching me apply all the makeup and everything.
What the fuck is doing it wrong. He's doing it wrong. That's not contouring.
The actual rules say that it takes a minute, but you got to do it as part of a long rest, which takes 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
But I'll say, whatever, who cares? So, yeah, you can do it in an hour.
Yeah, cool. And how long does it last?
Well, it lasts until you take it off.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Never.
Oh, God. You cock it up pretty bad.
Oh, no.
You don't even look recognizably like an elf.
Hang on. Is it skills?
Like, you do only have like 6 fingers.
Yeah, do you have anything? This is a skill check. Do you have anything for skill checks?
We're going to roll the skill check.
Right tool for the job? What about this one? You coincidentally have exact tool. Oh, you got that
one. We can roll it for advantage. Okay. Roll skill check with advantage, which means twice we take the higher one.
Roll another one. You look... You don't look like Sir Leica Silvery Moon.
Okay.
You look like you wearing Sir Leica Silvery Moon's face.
Yeah. Oh, it's cosplay.
Yeah. It's because the voices kept interrupting you while you were painting.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to Sans Pants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.